Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Typically, CBS will contact, hey, we're doing a feature on this. Do you have anything that would, whatever it may be?
I'm starting to go back and think that they got a hold of Harry Callis and said, you're the guy who comes on first in the morning and you produce that show. Can you send us something? And Harry, rather connivingly, I might add, said, I sure can, and it's me.
Why can't we just look at it from the beginning and say, oh, that's pretty cool. It gives a lot of promotional value to the station.
Right.
And they used it, and they could have used another station. They chose not to. So why can't we just say that's a good thing and leave it at that? Why do we have to go down this rabbit hole of trying to find out receipts that don't exist potentially? I don't know. We're wasting our time. Joe, you're getting older. I find this to be very freedom-like, where I can just care about drama. Everyone wants to care about I don't want to know drama. Drama doesn't matter to me anymore.
Meanwhile, intern Dom is at every turn trying to create some drama. So
yeah, he is.
We settled that yesterday.
That's indisputable.
What did we settle with him?
He
you want to play Bob the clip from Dom?
What did I do?
Coming up at noon?
Yeah, I can do that.
Where he tries to get off the hook about how he's slandered Bob?
I think
he didn't slander
that.
Me. That's your version of what. Nobody slandered
me. He slandered you
me.
Twice. Do you agree, Sean?
I think Dom thought yesterday he put an end to all of that and is ready to move on. That was his.
I never thought he needed to do that. Where are we moving on from? I don't care. People can say whatever they want. Listen, go through social media. If you want to respond to everyone out there,
Bob,
can. I don't care.
He's gotten some questionable phone calls lately of people in strange voices, and a lot of people think you sent those calls out, your henchmen.
Oh, come on. You want to see a walk-off?
Bob's leaving. Dom's back there, Bob. You go talk to him, and you go straighten it out. Coming up, fan weather. Brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Hot with storms likely and a high of Jesse James. That was interesting, wasn't it, Sean?
He's gone now.
Yeah, to hear Bob indict, basically, Harry Callis, and then do a walk-off at the end of the segment.
I think he's just over every dramatic twist and turn that this station has endured over the past week or so.
Perhaps. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. If Bob is still here next, we have a couple things to get to. Steve Young on Aaron Rodgers was very interesting. And the Penguins are waiting for the New York Rangers to make a decision that could seriously implicate the Penguins. Of course it will. It's their draft pick, maybe. Then I want to get back to that Connor McDavid question. If he's going to get traded, if you're him, where would you want to go? We'll do all that next on Pomp and Joe. All right, Bob, we hit this topic a little bit earlier with Tyler Kennedy. This is obviously a gigantic story because one of the greatest athletes who ever lived might be on the trade block at the age of 28. At the age of 28, Connor McDavid has 1 year left on his deal in Edmonton. He's making the call here. If he tells them, A, I don't want to play here anymore, certainly not after next season, then their response has to be, well, we need to trade you. And then he can probably even manipulate it a little bit from there. Or he could simply say to Edmonton, I'm going to play my contract out. I imagine he has a full no movement, so he'll probably say, you're not moving me. I'm going to tell this city that I'm going to give it one more shot here, spill my soul on the ice like I've done my entire career, and then I'm moving on to probably sign the biggest contract in hockey history. Well, definitely sign that contract. So, or he could re-sign with Edmonton. What would you do, Bob, if you were Connor McDavid? What would be your choice if those were the three? Play it out, make it rich. Go to a destination you want, make it rich with a new deal. Or stay in Edmonton and sign.
So it would depend on, if you're asking me, if I had the choice, if it came down to it, I would play it out and see what happens after that. And just go to where I will get an offer that not only I like, but a place I'd be comfortable playing.
Yeah.
So, however, if you're Edmonton, you're going to want this decision done before he wants it probably to be done. So
they don't really have a choice, unfortunately.
No, he controls it all. All the leverage is with Connor McDavid. And he knows that. They know that. The fan base knows that. And we've seen in sports now, you can be a great athlete who you would never think would stay his entire career with one team. But so many examples, including Wayne Gretzky, who went from
Michael Jordan,
LA, all of them. I mean, there's so many that go, you know.
Joe Montana, Tom Brady.
Look at Tom Brady. That's the next guy I was going to bring up. He's been to how many teams? It happens, and it's the way it goes. So, you know, I don't. If I'm him, I'm playing it out. I'm letting him know, too. I said, whatever you do, I'm not going to engage in any contract talks. I want to go to the end of the season. If we have a season that ends in a Stanley Cup and you guys make all the right moves that make my life a little easier, we can have a conversation then. But I'd like as many options as possible. If it's
Man, you're really screwing over your team, though, by doing that. And he's earned it, but that he could leave for nothing instead of them bringing in five first-round picks and a player or whatever they would get.
You asked me if I were him, yeah. That's what I would do.
Me too.
Now, if they want to change things up a little bit, and I don't think it's about money. Honestly, don't. Maybe. I don't know. It's always about money,
Bob.
Well, I mean, in his case, he's always going to get the highest price there is just because he's Connor McDavid.
Yeah.
But I don't. To me, it would, if I'm him, it has to be something beyond money. I'd have, you know, what my wife says in this, where she's interested in doing it. I mean, it's a collaborative effort from the family point of view as well. So I would play it like that. We'll see what happens with it. I think Edmonds is going to do everything in their power to give him everything he needs.
Yeah.
But also, I'm talking about stuff on that roster that makes him think they can actually take the next step.
I would. If I were McDavid, I would do the same thing you just mentioned. And it would be, I would come out and say it to the city of Edmonton. I would say, I'm here for one more year to try to win again next year. And then I'm going to go and on the open market. And I don't think the people in Edmonton, surely some would, but I think the majority there would commend him.
Mm-hmm.
And
if Sidney Crosby had done.
Done
that. This pass and before he signed again. And by the way, $8.7 million, such a bargain. Yeah. He does it every year. Yeah. And it just, I mean, he's saved them so much more in terms of money they could spend on their roster over these years.
Yeah.
Which could have, you know, made him a little mad at the fact that they haven't done enough, I don't think, to bring more in over the last 3 years. So he could have been the guy who said, hey, you know, I've done everything I could do here with this franchise. I hope you respect my decision, but I'd like to play it out and see what else I can do.
The closest thing that I can think of to that scenario would be LeBron in Cleveland his last year.
Well, that didn't go so well.
Well, when he went to Miami,
the entire city hated him.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's how you do it. Yeah, the way he did it with this big press conference, or not even the one-on-one with Jim Gray, and he's sitting there. He made people wait, squirm. He gave no answers to anything. So I wouldn't do it that way. I would be grateful to my team.
But he's right, though. It is a similar situation, absolutely, where LeBron took it all the way to free agency. And I think McDavid would, and that's what I think he should do, is tell all of Edmonton.
If it's me, that's what I would do, yes.
I'm giving you one more year. I love it. It's my 11th year. It's not like he hasn't had a full career practically there. And then I'm going to be leaving. I think he would get a royal send-off there.
If he goes to management and says, look, no matter what you do, I'm leaving. But I'm going to give you the opportunity to trade me so you get something back.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, I'd try to change his mind. But if I knew that, Now, obviously, other teams know that too. They'll find out that, so you don't, you know, the return may not as be as big as you want it to be, but at least there'll be a return.
I think it would be the biggest return in hockey history.
You know what I'm saying? When you know the guy wants
out. Knowing that you have to sign him. Yeah, I imagine you would know that when you make the deal.
If you're going to make the deal, you have to give him the top, whatever it may be.
Now, he's from the Toronto area, played his early hockey with the Marlboros in Toronto. So a lot of people make that connection. But if you're McDavid, do you want to walk into that?
Well, if they still don't have a goaltender, no.
That, well, even just walking back into that hotbed in your hometown, I don't know, man.
I think he likes being under the radar a little bit. He's still Connor McDavid, but you can go to places that don't have the kind of media scrutiny that you'll get in the big markets.
Tyler Kennedy said L.A.
Oh, L.A.'s a big market. But L.A. would love to have him. They have a young team. That's another part of
just
this.
Just like Gretzky did.
He would have to have a say in probably where he ends up, too.
Yeah. And oh, he would... He would have.
I mean, if they're going to trade
huge,
him.
Of course, he has all the say. He's a no movement clause.
He has a no movement clause, and he can say what he wants. And again, if you're Edmonton, if you know the end is coming, you're going to want to salvage something out of this before it ever comes to be.
But he may not let that happen, and he may just want to finish it. And then Bob, at the age of 29, a guy who you can make the argument is the most talented player who ever
lived. For another decade,
certainly in the top three of pure talent. Top three or four, at 29 years old, and just come get me, wine and dine me. Let's see where I'm going to go.
Who do you think would be the biggest teams?
New York Rangers. Good old Sully will be in on it for sure.
Who else?
I think the LA Kings for sure would be in on that. Toronto, Montreal.
Well, I'm going to discount Canadian teams. I think he may want to come to the United States.
Yeah.
All those teams would be interested, certainly. But, you know, another team that, and I throw this out only because they have so many different things and working on, the Florida Panthers, right?
Sure.
They have guys who are going to, I don't know if they're going to re-sign Sam Bennett or not. It's going to cost them a lot. He may want to stay there. They have guys coming to the end of contracts, a few of them, not this year, but next.
That would be the Kevin Durant plan. If I can't beat you, I'll join you.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to need, they have a lot of older guys too down there, guys who have been around. They could probably use a Connor McDavid.
Yeah.
And they've made some great trades. They have people in their front office who may be willing to create something to have him go there to continue this.
And everybody likes Florida.
Because
we know that.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. If he wants in that environment.
A lot of people like Vegas. What about Vegas? What about L.A.?
Vegas.
I mean, the choices, I think the top choices are obvious. New York, you know? And he would obviously, as a free agent, have his pick.
Yeah. Edmonton cannot allow it to happen, though. They're going to have to figure out something.
I think they're going to go the route of the Angels, where they knew they weren't going to probably sign Ohtani. There might have been a, 3% chance that he was going to stick around, but they still did not want to be the team known as trading away Shohei Ohtani.
Maybe. But if you have a choice, that's the only
thing. If you have a choice, you have to do it.
Anaheim made a huge mistake there.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why they still are who they are. They're not. They've had all this immense talent over the last couple of years offensively, and they haven't done anything with it.
So they can try all they want in Edmonton. I don't think he's re-signing there. That my gut would tell me that.
What if they go on a run where they finally get over the hump and win the Stanley Cup?
Even better to go straight into free agency from that, you know?
Perhaps.
I don't think Edmonton, you asked me what I thought I would do if I were him. That's what I would do. If I'm them, I can't let it get to that point. Absolutely cannot let it get to that
point.
You
have no choice,
Bob. I have to accommodate him, try to get the most I can for him, if his mind is made up that he is not going to be back there after this year.
But what if his mind is made up, I'm going to free agency? What can they do to stop that? They can't trade him without his permission.
But then I would have to deal with him and say, okay, fine. You've made the decision. Let's play free agency now. But we will help you get to where you want to do. We'll make that deal now for you.
He might not want to.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't think so?
He might not. But what, I mean, the consolation prize
this is
there
the problem, and
is
this
we
is
get
why
to chase
back.
A cup with Connor McDavid
okay,
again.
This is why, though, I hate these no-movement clauses. I know they got introduced into all these sports, but it just handcuffs you as an ownership group and a GM. You cannot, you give it to them, and now they hold you hostage, basically. You have no control over what, this is an asset you have,
yep.
And you can't do anything with it.
No doubt.
And that's why I would hate, I'd be so apprehensive to give those kinds of things out. I really would.
You wouldn't be so apprehensive if that was the difference between you keeping a guy and not.
What I'm saying is Connor McDavid and Sidney Crosby could be different. This no movement clause has trickled down to just about everyone. There are people who are third line people get half no. No, you shouldn't. Unless you're so elite that I have no choice and I'm going to give you what I have to keep you here. No movement clauses should be reserved for only like 1% of whatever sports
owners population. Got to bargain for it. They should bargain for that.
Absolutely.
It's too late now. Now it's putting toothpaste back in the tube.
But when these things come out, just like guaranteeing Deshaun Watson all that money, do you think the other ownerships in the National Football League like that? Because now the precedent's set and
right.
More guaranteed money goes out the door. So
what would you give up if you were the Penguins for him? What would you give up?
Well, you'd have to have more than they have. I don't think they can make a deal that would match those of other teams.
I know, but what would you give up if you were the Penguins?
All you have are first-round picks to take you well into the future.
I'd give up anything they wanted except for Sidney. I mean, the whole idea would be him and Sid playing together. I would give up 5 first-round picks, Rust, Raquel, one of my young prospects.
That, though, you could end up hypothetically with the same situation Anaheim had for all those years. You have Ohtani and Trout, and you can't do anything.
Maybe. I'm willing to take that chance for Connor McDavid at 28.
You still need more, though, as have we seen in these playoffs.
Sure.
I mean, you can have him and Draisaitl, and you still don't win.
Sure. But the other thing for Edmonton is they still have a superstar to build around if they lose McDavid, and that's Draisaitl.
And he signed like an 8-year deal recently, so he's going to be around.
The ideal situation for them would be, A, to keep McDavid, and B, to get an absolute windfall for him. So if you're the Penguins, I would offer essentially whatever they wanted to get Connor McDavid.
But I think other teams are going to have more than the Penguins have to offer.
Maybe.
What players do the Penguins have in their system or on their roster that they would want other than?
Well, you start with 5 first-round picks.
Okay.
And then you go
You don't
to,
think other teams can give you that, too?
Then you go to Brian Rust as a guy who could help us win. You go to who are the Penguins' top prospects? A couple of their young defensemen.
Maybe.
Their top 5 prospects.
I would give those
guys up, too.
I just don't think that's going to happen.
Neither do I.
I think.
But it's a theoretical question right now. And if you read Bleacher Report, the Penguins are one of 7 teams mentioned as a possible destination. It's not like nobody else is thinking that that's even conceivable. What would you give up, Sean? My essential answer to that is anything they wanted outside of Sidney Crosby.
I agree, and I still don't think that's enough.
That's my point.
They're going to look at teams that either have elite prospects that are either breaking into the NHL or close to it, or teams that are going to be getting a top 3 draft pick. When are the Penguins drafting? It's like, what,
11th.
That doesn't move the needle.
And maybe 12th, depending if the Rangers give up that pick this year.
Usually,
they're going down to the wire.
Usually around that time, you're getting maybe a second-line guy.
Yeah, and that guy won't be able to play for 3 years.
Generally, I think the number one goal is if you're trading a McDavid, you want to try to get multiple high-end prospects,
who are ready to take over. Right.
Yes.
And I don't think the Penguins have any of those.
Well, I don't know. Some of the worst teams in the league are also some of the worst markets, though. So why would he want to go there? You know what I mean? It's the same as if somebody asked me what I would give for Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes or, Lamar Jackson if they were on the market. Anything they wanted, and I'll worry about the rest later.
I guess. I just don't see it happening here.
No. Neither does.
But I think it's going to be a very interesting story in this offseason, because most of this will happen before they end dropping the puck on the opening of the 2025-26 season.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's talk a little bit about Tyler Kennedy not being big on the Bonino signing and this ESPN quarter century team and Beanie Bishop telling our friend Mike DeFabo there's going to be some new things to look out on the Steelers defense. What did he mean by that? Our first two finalists have been selected. Now it's time to see who's next up. Who's the next Malzi on the Fan? Come on out to Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg on Thursday, June 26, 7 to 9 p.m. Audition. See if you're the next host we hire on the Fan. You get 2 minutes to give your best, most entertaining take, and we'll pick two winners to go on to our final audition. Don't miss your chance on Thursday, June 26, 7 to 9 p.m., Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. For more info, including dates and locations, visit 937thefan.com. Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Bob, I'll be singing in a coffee shop tonight. Will you come see me?
Really?
Yeah.
No, unfortunately, we can't do that.
That's selfish.
No, I have a previous
call commitment. In sick.
You're quick with that.
Let's play golf. Can we?
Not today. Although, I think tomorrow? The weather's moving past us, hopefully.
Are you off tomorrow? It's supposed to be nice.
What am I doing tomorrow?
That was a yes or no question, and he's already avoiding the topic.
I'm not. I'm trying to figure out my life. I can't remember what
I'm doing. Let's
get up
at 6 a.m. Get 18 holes in before 10.
That is not happening, Joe.
I'll come to your house. I'll pick you up with a donut, nice coffee.
I need sleep.
We'll drive out to Old Stonewall. We'll get 18 in. Bob.
I love that course, Old Stone. I just can't do it. I've asked you, I told you, I have Pikewood on the mind.
I'm ready.
I know. I got to find out dates that match because that's a whole day.
Oh, man, I can't wait. 15-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, here's a little tidbit. The New York Rangers have the 12th pick in this draft, Bob, but they also have a choice to take it this year or give the Penguins that pick. If the Rangers keep it this year, then the Penguins get the Rangers' unprotected first-round pick next year, right, from this trade. If I'm the Rangers, I'm taking it this year because I think I'm going to be good under Sully and my pick will be worse next year, right?
Right.
Maybe significantly.
Right. And you don't want to give it to the team in your division. If you do that, that's going to only help them out and you don't want to do that.
But so you're giving it to them next year either way.
Yeah, but I understand that. But next year it should be down further to your logic, which, right, I think it will be. It won't be that high. It'll probably be somewhere in the 19-20 range. And again, those are hit or miss, and it may take a long time before you even know the answer to it. So I'll take it this year.
Me too. And I think that's what's going to happen, although it is curious that the Rangers are taking it right up to the deadline. All right, here's another little treat for you, Bob. Our friend Mike DeFabo of The Athletic, do you like him?
Yes, Mike's a very, very good guy, and very good reporter.
Yeah, very nice man, I think. Beanie Bishop tells him over at The Athletic, quote, we're throwing in a couple new calls on defense, some new zones, a couple new mans, and a couple new blitzes and things like that. Is this, and he says, obviously teams aren't going to be prepared for certain things. Like, oh, we've never seen the Steelers run this. So this is the anti-Julian Edelman quote where he said, man, I watched Mike Tomlin's defense. They're doing the same things they were 15 years ago when I was playing. You're really going to cover a slot guy with a linebacker again? Like James Harrison used to cover me? I'm adding that, Bob. what do you make of this? Is this just part of doing business for here? Or do you sense a big deal?
I think they should do stuff differently. Absolutely. You want to keep that team guessing on the other side of the ball. So, you know, I don't know where it's coming from. I want to see it in action, but I think it would be good to do more things like, you know, they used to blitz a whole bunch more than they ever did. You know, recently they don't do that very often. They rely on their upfront people, but when that doesn't work, your secondary is exposed. I think sometimes you have to show different blitzes from different areas.
Yeah.
You have to make teams not aware, and then all of a sudden, I don't care how good of a quarterback you are, when you're in that situation, most of the time it works for the defense's advantage. You will come away with either a turnover or some badly thrown ball because the guy's under duress, and he didn't expect it coming from this side or that side. So more of that, the better with me.
The Pirates are coming back with this same horrific, horrific lineup today. And I understand, you know, you want all righties against Skubal. This is one of the worst lineups ever constructed. I don't think I'm overstating that. It's one of the worst lineups I have ever seen in 50 years of watching baseball. The entire lineup, and granted, Billy Cook just got here, Ron's long-lost son. The entire lineup has...
Did you know Ron was in town recently? When? I didn't even know that.
No, he never tells
me. No, I wish I would have known that.
That's
selfish,
Bob. I found out from some guys that never would. It's selfish of him?
I mean, I would like to see him. Wouldn't he want to see us?
No, okay. Clearly. He didn't contact any of us. The entire lineup has 17 home runs, which is one more than the Tigers' first baseman, Spencer Torkelson.
Who is surprisingly somewhat available back during this offseason because
he was
coming off a horrendous season. I think there were people out there souring on him in Detroit. Now he has a pretty good year going.
Ready for the lineup from top to bottom.
Here we go.
Nick Gonzalez, Andrew McCutchen, Joey Bart, Alexander Canario.
See, he's in the cleanup spot, and what has he done to earn that? But then again, how many cleanup hitters have they had this year?
He's hitting 100 in June with 9 strikeouts and no extra base hits in 20 at-bats. Yeah. All he does is strike out. So Gonzalez, McCutchen, Bart, Canario, Hayes batting 5th, Kiner Falefa, Triolo, Tommy Pham, and Billy Cook.
When was Pham's last RBI?
When was his last home run? It wasn't here.
It was in April, his last RBI. He hasn't had a home run.
Right, exactly. It wasn't in a Pirate uniform. This is borderline tragic, Bob. And as I wrote in the Post-Gazette, this lineup, in and of itself, regardless of whether you're playing the platoon game, regardless of whether Brian Reynolds is here or not, he's on paternity leave, I don't care. This is a fireable offense for the GM.
Well, again, this all comes back to me more so than managers to GMs. Your job is to supply the manager with a roster that works. They have really nowhere to go here. What are they doing? What can Donnie Kelly or before him even Derek Shelton do with this group?
It's year 6.
Yeah.
And this guy hasn't, Bob, this is a fact. He hasn't acquired or produced one high impact bat in 6 years. Every one of these guys in this lineup tells a bad story either about Charrington or the Pirates. Let's start with Gonzalez, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number 7 pick in a draft that later in the first round, we saw Pete Crow Armstrong. We saw...
That guy's having quite a year.
MVP year. We saw Soderstrom, who was 14 home runs for the A's. Jordan Westberg, all-star last season. Gonzalez, right now, and I'm still open-minded about him, is an indictment of Charrington. Agreed?
Yes.
Next up, Andrew McCutchen. Credit to McCutchen. I just noticed today his on-base percentage is higher than Mookie Betts. But the fact that at 38, he's still carrying this kind of load and is batting at this spot in the order for this team is yet again an indictment of Charrington.
And
right?
If things had worked where you have guys in their system, whether it's Henry Davis or any other guy down there, the game plan was to have Andrew McCutchen around, but not in a prominent role this late into the season. He has a prominent role because he's, number one, doing a good job, but number two, they have no one challenging him.
Joey Bart batting 3rd? That's where a lot of teams have their best hitter. He has 1 home run. He's hitting .235. Canario, we've been through as your cleanup guy. Let's just all pretend together that that's not real. Hayes batting 5th. Key Brian Hayes batting 5th. There are people in baseball who will tell you that Michael Conforto of the Dodgers is the worst hitter in the game this season. Well, guess what, Bob? His OPS is 20 points higher than Key Brian Hayes. This is one of Charrington's biggest flops, a $70 million flop. And all we can do is watch Key Brian Hayes run out there every single day.
And again, you can say to them, well, it's $70 million, but just think if they hadn't done it, they would have had more money to spend. Again, it's how you spend it, where you spend it. At the time, they still had high expectations for his bat, but there were no guarantees.
How many more years before the club option kicks in? You want to take a guess?
Three.
Four. We get four more years of this.
See, and that's way too many.
Unless they find by
miracle. And again, just because he has that contract by no means that he should be out there every day if he's not worthy of it.
Right.
You have to make changes at some point. You have to not be afraid to do it and eat money if need be.
Batting sixth, Kiner Falefa. He's slumping horribly in June. One extra base hit and 43 at-bats, but he is having a pretty good overall season. Which, of course, I said each one of these stories reflects poorly on either Cherington or the team or both. Of course, therefore, he's likely first on the trade block because the Pirates, right?
Correct.
Next, Triola. He's hitting 182. He should be playing over Hayes because he's actually hitting well right now, but he's hitting 182.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then Tommy Pham batting eighth, a total embarrassment and outrage that this guy's still on the team, let alone playing. Let alone they're putting him and this lineup out there for the world to see against maybe the best pitcher in baseball if it's not Skeens.
So over and under, how many hits and runs do they get today? If you had to make a against Derek Skubal.
3.5 would be my over under hits.
Oh, hits. I was going to say, if you're talking runs, now that's way under.
I say under for hits. You?
That's too low. I think they'll get more than three hits.
Over under 1.5 runs.
No, I was.
I think he's going to throw a no hitter, and maybe I do, and maybe a perfect.
He
game.
Might not get the chance. They are going to start the game with a rain delay.
Oh, for God's sakes!
How are they?
Well, we can get this lineup three different times. and then batting.
Well, that means the second game is going to be pushed back, right? They whatever time that was,
right,
Sean? That can't be. I miss 19-inning games. I don't
Bob,
know about
do you want to drive
I miss
to Detroit?
19-inning. No.
To watch Skubal face off against Skeens?
No.
Wait. They're not pitching against each other.
Pitching on the same day, though.
Against.
He's actually. Normally, he saves this for the commercial break, and you could hear it from here till Sir Wickley.
You could hear it.
Calliope. And then there's the great Billy Cook.
Well, I don't mind. Give him a chance.
That's fine. Give him a chance. Give everybody a chance. Give Adam Heisdew a chance. Give Brian Bickler a chance. Give Jay Alford
what
a chance.
What else would you rather
give Alexander
do
Canario
under these
a
situations?
Chance.
Would you give rather not?
Give everybody in the world a
would
chance.
You
give
not?
Henry Davis
who
a chance.
Who do you want to play ahead of Billy
give Cook
right now?
Give this guy a chance. Give that guy a chance. Give, what's his name, Rodolfo Castro a chance. Give Adam
that
LaRoche a chance.
That was the one good
chance.
Trade that he
give
made.
Give Andy LaRoche a chance.
Right.
Give everybody in the LaRoche family a chance, for God's sakes, Bob. Give Travis Swaggerty a chance. Give him a chance. Give him a chance and him a chance and him a chance. How about getting a real player that you can put out there that you know is going to be good?
That's where they fail. They don't do it, and they don't want to spend money
to
get
them. Do the auditions ever end?
On a team that is so bereft of talent offensively, last offseason was crying for major moves, knowing what they had in the pitching department, because I think their pitching has pretty much lived up to what we expected. And yet, they didn't do it, and they pay the price. So here we are.
I'm also, I mean, you know, compared to Tommy Pham, I'd rather see Harry Callis in the outfield. But, you know, at some point, can you just get a guy who can, that we already know can play? The auditions just never end. They just never, ever, ever end.
Yeah. You know, the thing about Crow Armstrong, you mentioned him and the Pirates passed on him to take Nick Gonzalez.
Yeah, they would have ruined him, Bob.
All right, maybe so, but
well,
somebody else has a lot of talent. He's a really good player on both sides of it. And he's up here at what age is he? 22? Crow Armstrong, he can't be any older.
He's one of the best defensive players in all of baseball.
And he has 18
now,
home runs
sudden,
or 19 home runs.
He's hitting and stealing
he's
bases.
He's an MVP candidate is what he is. How old is he, you ask, Bob? 23.
Yeah, okay.
If I'm the Pirates, I'm calling the Baltimore Orioles, a team that has a bevy of talented young hitters.
It's funny you should say that.
Because they need pitching, and the Pirates have pitching. And so I think there's...
My nephew Danny, whose wedding I was just at, wonderful man, in Canada last week, 2 weeks ago. Congrats to him on all his success. Yes, Bob?
Wonderful.
A diehard Orioles fan. So I texted him last night. Did you see that the Orioles just lost an 8-0 lead and lost a game? And he said, LOL, yes. I said, who's a good young hitter your team could deal to the Pirates for Mitch Keller or a really good prospect pitcher? He said, probably Colton Cowser. Good last year. Broke his thumb on opening day this year. He's probably like 25 in the second year of his rookie deal. He said Jackson Holliday has turned a big corner this year, thank God, so he's pretty untouchable. So how about Colton Cowser?
Jordan Westberg could be another guy.
He could be. Oh, man.
We brought this up with Roman Anthony the other day, and, you know, Chandler for him straight up, 1 and 2 prospects in all of baseball.
Yeah.
Fits needs for both teams.
Please get somebody
in here. But
here's
the problem when
hit.
You they do. They got to figure it out somehow, some way. And if you're willing to... You have a surplus, and surplus is an interesting word there about pitching because it could very easily, you know, if you trade some of the best ones away, you could be disappointed. Then the surplus becomes a deficit pretty quickly. But you have to be bold about this. If they're not going to spend money, and they have to spend money, simple. Spend
he
more
sucks,
money.
He sucks, Bob.
Who? Roman Anthony?
I don't know. I just felt like saying that.
Okay.
I'm just tired of, how much stomach do we have for more auditions? And I feel bad for Billy Cook because maybe he's going to be good, but I just don't feel like doing this anymore.
Well,
Canario is batting cleanup today. Canario in year 6 of a rebuild.
Well, he's not the only one. Hayes is bad at cleanup.
Against the best
Bart's
pitcher
bad at
in
cleanup.
Baseball.
Everybody on that team is bad at cleanup at some point.
If this guy had done his job or at least 1/10 of what the job calls for on the offensive side of the ball over the last 6 years, the Pirates would be putting out an exciting young lineup, you know, maybe with one free agent signing and going out there and battling against the best pitcher in baseball. Instead, they're putting out, you know, the island of misfit toys. You have a Charlie in the box batting fourth, right? You have a train with square wheels batting leadoff. This sucks, Bob.
Well, it's not going to get any better unless they overly go out and now you have to spend more. And Bob Nutting should be willing to spend whatever it takes. As long as this so-called window is somewhat available, and I still think it is.
That statement, it just...
Yeah, but don't you... Not, can you make a scenario
narrator,
in your mind?
He's not.
I know that, but he
so
should.
So what's the point of saying it?
I don't know.
It?
You got to say it because it's true.
Okay.
If he wants to win, this is the way to win right now. You can't do it with your own prospects. There are none other than Connor Griffin, and Tamar Johnson may fall behind him soon. That's it. You don't have anybody else knocking on the door as a potential superstar. So in the meantime, go out and get some. Spend some money. Do you like winning? What does winning do? I always say that winning is the best promotion there is in terms of getting money
back. I know.
Back.
We've all said it's like the auditions. But I've already tuned it out.
What am I supposed to say?
What am I supposed to say? There's nothing to say anymore. It's the same thing over and 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 over again. And another audition. Billy Cook, come on out. Come on down, Billy Cook. I mean, you're right. Everything you say is right.
I'm sick of it too, but I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Bob, we talked about this last week. Speaking of the island of misfit toys, who made you the saddest? Was it the square-wheeled train? Was it the grounded airplane? Was it the Charlie in the box? The spotted elephant, perhaps?
No, the Charlie in the box.
The jelly pistol? That was really sad. The ostrich riding cowboy? Remember that?
I remember that. That was a little misfit, yes. I think it's the Jack in the box. The Charlie in the box. Yeah. Just, I mean, The one thing you need is some springs there. You need to be popped up, and if you can't do that, then it's a sad state of affairs.
Sean, the jelly shooting pistol was really sad, and the grounded airplane was not good, right?
This is all lost on me. I never
watched it.
You're too young.
No.
You choose not to watch.
Yeah. The poor little dolly, too, Bob. What was wrong with her? I can't remember. There was something horribly wrong with the dolly.
I don't remember specifics about the Misfit Toy Island.
Yeah.
Sounds very sad, though.
It's very sad, but not as sad as this lineup. I don't even want to repeat it. And I don't care, by the way, because it's baseball. They could go out and that lineup could blow this guy out of the box and they could score 10 runs. I don't care. It's the worst lineup I have ever seen. And we've all seen some really bad ones for the Pirates. The fact that Tommy Pham is still here playing is an insult to everybody. Would you agree with that?
Yes, he should have been gone a long time ago. Nothing's going to change now. We're here in June. There's only so much of the season left. He still has no home runs, and his last RBI was on April 22nd, 23rd. That's
so
it.
Ridiculous. It's so but ridiculous.
But they keep putting him out there because he's on the team. He's a veteran, and he brings something. I mean, come on. The one thing you're supposed to bring are numbers. Everything else does not matter. You can't be a leader if you don't lead by example on the field. Seriously, you can't. I don't care how many years you have in the league. Doesn't matter. What is he leading people to?
Can we get the Bonino call? I just want to hear that. Nick Bonino.
Oh, I love that call.
He's part of the coaching
staff. Bonino.
Yeah, it reminds me of happier times in Pittsburgh sports.
Bonino. I love that. He holds it on. And he actually.
We interviewed that guy. I'm sure you did too at the time.
He was terrific.
I forget what his name was. I want to hear it again. I just want to feel better. And audio,
the
music.
The HBK line coming through and Bonino with a big goal.
Quintana Samabakia, Karge go! Bonino, Nick, Bonino!
Voice crack, everything. You're running out of oxygen. But he held the ending.
He did. I mean, I just love it so much. Oh, I miss that.
That's why you cherish those when you get an opportunity. That's why winning, again, is the biggest thing you can do. It leads to so much more money and revenue. It leads to everything, but you got to win.
How about Tyler Kennedy coming off the top rope on the Nick Bonino hiring? He wasn't a big fan of that.
Not a fan of it because he has no experience in it. You know, his premise was they needed some veteran guy who's been around on the bench. I agree with that, don't you? You have a young guy who's never been a head coach.
Really.
Somebody there who's gone through some things.
Yeah, I guess so.
But they're not done constructing their staff if Bonino's part of it. I don't have a real problem with that.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Is that Sean's family, the Myers Law Group?
You?
Is that you?
Sean?
It is not. Hot. Or else I'd probably be getting some residuals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot storms. Hot with storms likely.
Yeah, that could be hot storms.
And a high of 81, a high of just...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.